Nolte, media pros publish fake news that Trump has 100,000 migrant kids in custody, citing 2015 stats. By John Nolte on November 20, 2019. The media ran wild Monday with the fake news 100,000 children are currently being held in U.S. migrant detention centers. Someone named Manfred Novak, who had something called the UN Global Study on Children Deprived of Liberty, told a bunch of corrupt reporters, "We have more than, still more than, 100,000 children in migration-related detention in the United States of America." Among others, the Associated Press, and by extension all those who republished the AP, the AFP and Reuters, ran with it. Obviously, on its face, the story is an outrageous and absurd act of fake news. But when it comes to smearing the Trump administration, be it the Russia collusion hoax or this stupid impeachment process, evidence, facts, and common sense no longer matter. If it makes Trump look bad, the media simply plays stenographer. Be it for the deep state, a bunch of witnesses who witnessed nothing, or this dishonest lame brain working for the corrupt United Nations. Here's the real news, emphasis added throughout. But on Tuesday, Novak told the AP that 100,000 figure was drawn from a UN Refugee Agency report citing data from 2015, the latest figure his team could find. That was before US President Donald Trump, whose policies on migration have drawn criticism, was elected. Teehee. The data is from 2015, y'all. Guess he was president in 2015? But there's more. Novak also said the figure of over 100,000 referred to the cumulative number of migrant children held in detention at any point during that year, whether for 2 days or 8 months or the whole year, not all simultaneously. So, unlike what the media professionals repeated without question or skepticism, the 100,000 figure does not refer to children currently imprisoned by evil Trump. Rather, it refers to the children held by the media's precious Barry. Oh, and that number is not a count of the children in custody at one particular time. Instead, it is a cumulative number of those held for various amounts of time, as little as 2 days, throughout the year. In other words, this statistic is utterly meaningless. It says nothing about anything involving America. All it shows, that is, if you are still dumb enough to assume the correction is correct, is that our southern border is being overwhelmed and we really, really, really need to build a big, beautiful wall. But let's talk about the bottom line. What kind of flaming idiot believes our immigration system has the facilities to hold 100,000 children? Yeah, I wish. In other words, our so-called media professionals, those oh-so-responsible, capital J journalists who attended J school, who are buried in layers of professional fact-checkers and layers of editorial accountability, blindly reported that President Trump currently has in custody more people than the population of Scottsdale, Arizona, of Reno, Nevada, of Lubbock, Texas, of Boise, Idaho, of San Bernardino, California, of Jersey City, New Jersey. The population of Orlando, Florida, is 285,000. This is how stupid, corrupt, inept, compromised, and desperate to lie the media are. I mean, how does any thinking adult, much less a journalist, publish something like this without a hint of skepticism, without following up, without doing some digging, without using the Google machine? But here's the saddest thing. Here's why the media are so dangerous. The only reason this ridiculous story was retracted was because of the date. Because the numbers are from 2015. Because the report is critical of the media's precious Barry. That's the only reason the media bothered to eventually tell the truth. Had this stupid report targeted Trump, the media would have done what it always does after spreading fake news about Trump, added a few stealth edits about how the number is cumulative, and then pretended that was a distinction without a difference because the orange bad man is a Nazi. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.